Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has asked President Bush to authorize the activation of thousands of military reservists to reinforce active duty troops already on high alert. Pentagon officials say 40 to 50,000 reservists could be activated in the initial call. The reserve force would be used to support air patrolling efforts over New York and Washington. It would be the largest reserve mobilization since the Persian Gulf War 10 years ago. Joining me now is NPR's national security correspondent, Tom Jalton. Tom, what's behind this call-up?
Bob, it's one more sign the U.S. military is being put on a war footing. As you said, the last time this happened was in the lead-up to the Gulf War. This initial call-up would primarily consist of reserve pilots and air traffic controllers and other support people for air operations, and it would have two functions. It would serve two purposes. One would be to help the U.S. military keep the combat aircraft crews around the country on high alert. There are 26 bases, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said last night that interceptors at those bases are being kept on a 15-minute alert. You can't do this very long without backup. And that is to protect the airspace over American cities. The other purpose is for those reserve crews to be ready to fill in for regular military pilots and their crews should those crews be deployed overseas.
The president called Tuesday's attacks an act of war, and he said the U.S. would lead the world to victory. What exactly does this kind of talk mean?
Bob, we've heard this word war now several times every day, and it's a little unclear exactly what they mean, and I think that's probably their intent. In part, it's talking about war is clearly a way to mobilize the energy of the country. Secretary of State Colin Powell said yesterday that it's a way to focus the energy of the country, and he made it clear he was talking about diplomatic as well as military efforts. But it's not just a phrase. War, of course, does mean something. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz yesterday, when he was talking about preparations, repeatedly made comparisons to the Gulf War. He was talking about how important it is to ramp up early for a large operation. He also talked about the objectives of a military operation, saying that it would not be about going after just the criminals who carry out terrorist acts, but removing the sanctuaries, removing the support systems, ending states who sponsor terrorism. That's a recipe for a protracted campaign, and people are being prepared for that. And I think that's the idea that Americans have to accept right now, is that we do need to be prepared for something that would look like war, even if we don't know exactly what it would be.
NPR national security correspondent Tom Jalton. In other developments in the investigation into Tuesday's devastating terrorist attacks, officials in New York have arrested one person, detained as many as 10, who tried to board jetliners yesterday at Kennedy and LaGuardia airports. The FBI is conducting an international search and has given airports the names of some 50 people it's looking for. Officials say 18 hijackers were involved in Tuesday's attacks.